Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Public Opinion Tea Time with your hosts, Pam and Vanetta. I'm so happy when I have Vanetta with me since I've been doing the long form. She hasn't been on this show, but like I said before, she is my pal and my buddy and my co-host for the Tea Times. And this week, we're going to be talking about the WNBA and how much attention it's been getting, how it's becoming so much more popular than it used to be.
And how thrilled we were to have the Final Four in Cleveland.
Yes, we had the Final Four in Cleveland. It was all a buzz. There was so much going on in Cleveland. There was the eclipse that was going on, as well as the women's Final Four. And we were so proud of Dawn Staley and her South Carolina Gamecocks. I mean, I think that's a very strange name, but but Gamecocks, but it
brought it. They brought it.
And and she was just gracious, so humble. She was, I mean, you could see, I mean, after she couldn't even hardly talk for a minute, but I just loved how she praised God. She was just
and kind she was towards the other team.
Yes, as well as
she was a class act.
She was a class act. And Caitlin Clark, now that's another thing. It was so much attention, even though she was not the winning team, but there was so much attention to the point that it was offensive to some of the people on the team that won. But at any rate, we do.
I think that you always, though, you build somebody up. And especially, and we know, and I don't want people to say, no, it's not true. There's always a situation where color plays a role. It's just, it's their bias in that. Mm-hmm. And she was like a white hope.
I mean, sure, that probably was one of the things that made her unique.
What I loved about her, she was also gracious, humble, and encouraging.
Very much a great spokesperson for the sport. And I think that's one of the reasons why it has become so popular. Because I'm going to honestly tell you, I never used to watch or care about women's basketball. I just didn't. I mean, I love basketball as my favorite sport.
Yeah.
But the women's basketball was just not anything that really moved me until like last year when all that stuff happened with Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark and all of that. I was like, okay, they got some stuff going on.
I mean, it's a little drama. You always like a little drama.
And so this year, I think people were watching, you know.
But I think what I still think is the excitement is at the college level. The pro level is not major league.
You're right. So we're going to see, though, it might turn into
these women will bring it.
Because what people are talking about and what everybody, and that's what we try to talk about, what everybody's talking about with our tea times. This week, everybody is talking about, they had the draft. Yeah. And the WNBA draft this year drew a whole, you know, so much viewership.
Yeah,
and the women's actually the championship game, they said, was viewed more than the men's college championship game.
Okay,
but Caitlin Clark, as everyone suspected, was the number one draft choice.
Right.
But what people were talking about was how low a salary starting, she's getting. I never knew that they were paid that little pittance.
I thought could not be paid. Just a common man's salary like that.
What it comes out to is, I think they said $76,000 a year. And some people were saying you can make more than that at Amazon overtime. So it's
But see, that's, now let me say this. In the NBA, WNBA, those women used to have second jobs to maintain
money. They still, that's one of the reasons why Brittany Griner, they go overseas to play. Because they have to supplement their income. So we're hoping. And again, one of the reasons, like I just said, I never watched. So I'm sure me and a whole lot of other people were not watching. So what people are saying is, okay, if you think they should make more money, then you have to have more viewership. You have to go to the games. And that's true. We have to support them. But even with all of that, there's still going to be sponsorships. And there's still commercials, though. Still, they should be able to pay them more money than that.
Still. But what's ridiculous is what these athletes, pro athletes, make. So in comparison, it really is offensive. But we pay these pro athletes millions.
They said the starting salaries for the men's, for the NBA, the minimum is like $2 million.
Okay, now.
Like that. And so.
I'm not even going to make $1 million over the course of 3 years.
The team that she was drafted to, the whole team itself is the salary is 1.2 million combined.
For the total team.
For the whole team.
That's probably the coach and
I don't know about
the janitor.
But honestly, if they want to make more money, we do have to watch and support them. But yes. I mean, all of us would like to make more money too.
That's absolutely true.
So and
I will say this: I think it is quite fortunate when you can play a sport for your income.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's not the worst thing that can happen.
Oh, it's not the worst thing at all.
And
not at all.
What is she, 22?
We just didn't know.
She's 22.
We just did not know that it was that low. But also, I was reading that Serena Williams is interested in owning a WNBA team. So there's like all this interest. So I do think that they're going to really be progressing even more yes. and more and more. Also, what I read today was that Caitlin Clark is working out a sponsorship deal with Nike.
Yeah.
Nice. Which is going to be like, I don't know, 7 or 8 figures. So,
I don't think it's fair to say I've got to work for endorsements. I think my work is on the court.
Yeah, but that's how all of even people in the NBA, they make more money,
Yeah, but I'm saying her work is on the court. I saw that in that Michael Jordan story about how they really build the brand before you build the person. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, we're going to see. Also, what I was reading was that a good thing, but going back to Dawn Staley, Beyonce sent her some flowers and a swag. Oh, yeah. Oh, so she is getting her attention and her due
She was on a real big team that did great things early on. Yeah. But she said every time she walks in the locker room, now her girls go. That is so funny.
But I mean, they love her. You can tell she's a great
coach. She's well loved.
You can tell and respected.
And I believe and she's no joke because she don't even.
That's why I said she's very well respected as well. So we're going to see. But you know what? I am going to pay a little bit more attention to women's basketball.
I will pay to go to a game if they come here.
I may go to it because, like I said, I love basketball. So we shall see. But if you enjoy watching us and listening to us talk about what everybody is talking about, continue to follow us on Facebook as well as YouTube. And if you cannot watch the show, listen on the go wherever you get your podcast. So until next time, we'll see you for another episode of Public Opinion Tea Time.
Bye-bye.